Exodus chapter 10, the plague of locusts. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that you may tell in the ears of your son and of your son's son what things I have worked in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know how that I am the Lord." And Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me?" Now this is what it was all about humbling himself. "Let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your borders. They'll cover the face of the land so that one won't be able to see the land. They will eat what remains from the hail, and they will eat every tree which grows for you out of the field, and they will fill your houses and the houses of all your servants and of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your grandfathers have ever seen." Moses turned himself and went out from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let these people go, that they may serve Yahweh their God. Don't you know that Egypt is already destroyed?" So you see, bit by bit, people are beginning to realize that really Yahweh is the true God. And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go, serve Yahweh your God." But who are they who shall go? Moses said, "We will go with our young, with our old, our children, our flocks, our animals, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." And he said to them, "Let Yahweh be so with you, and I'll let you go and your little ones, for evil is before you." No, then you see he changes his mind. "Only the men can go and serve the Lord." And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. So you see, Pharaoh almost repents, he almost agrees, and then right in the middle, almost of a sentence, he goes back to his old ways and says, "No, well, okay, just your men can go." Look, we should all realize we are desperate before God. It's not for us to say, "Yes, God, I will just not do quite what you asked me. I will do a little bit." It's an awful attitude. And so the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over Egypt and make the locusts come up upon Egypt and eat every herb of the land and all that is left." Moses stretched out his rod, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Now the east wind was going to also operate in bringing the Red Sea to destroy the Egyptians. So you see, they were being warned all the time not to be hard against God, but to respond to God and go his way. The locusts covered the face of the whole earth so that the land was dark, and they ate every herb of the field that the hail had left. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron quickly, and he said, "I have sinned against Yahweh your God and against you. So forgive my sin, please, just this once, and beg the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death." And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. Now, it seems that Pharaoh really did repent just for a moment. And the Lord turned a strong west wind, which took away the locusts and threw them into the Red Sea. There was not one locust left in all the borders of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the Israelites go. So you see, repentance can just be of a moment. We may think, "Oh, I'm really sorry for that. Oh yeah, that was terrible. I really did sin. God, please forgive me." But then straight away after that, you just go back to the old way. Unfortunately, that is what repentance can be like. And that is what it was with Pharaoh. And so unfortunately, he didn't really repent. And the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." I think they could feel the darkness because it was maybe made by lots of dust getting into the air, made by God, of course, that blotted out the sun. Moses stretched out his hand, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days, and they couldn't see each other. Nobody left his place for 3 days. But all the Israelites had light in their houses. Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go serve the Lord, but just let your animals stay here. Your children can also go with you. So again, Pharaoh is still doing the same thing. God has said, look, they're all going to go. And he's saying, well, last time he said with the hail, well, just the men can go. Now he says, okay, yeah, your men and your children, but not your animals. Look, Pharaoh, you haven't got a choice. And this is how man is before God. We are sinners and we don't have a choice. And yet people argue back, as it were, with God like they do. So the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh said to him, get out from me, and be careful, see my face no more. From the day you see my face, you will die. And Moses said, you've spoken well, I will see your face again no more.